producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another version of America Tonight. Right at the top, we like to kick it around with our pals from Talk Radio News. None better than Justin Duckham. Hey, Justin, I'll tell you what. It was a little bit of a scramble, but finally, the president reacting to Iraq. What was the gist of his message?
Well, the gist of the message is mainly found in what he did not say. He came out today talking about their change in government, saying that he supported it, and not mentioning al-Maliki by name, but instead putting his full support behind al-Abadi, saying that he has spoken to him, and essentially paving the way for the next Iraqi prime minister, which is, of course, something that the administration has called for in order to continue any sort of military options, since they have argued previously that any sort of operations that they perform is going to have to be incumbent upon some very serious changes to bring in more sort of outside voices into the government.
Yeah, and of course, here in America Tonight and all over the airwaves, people are talking about these targeted missions, and that's what you're referring to. There was something I read today that were saying 100 missions a day. Was he specific on anything?
He did not mention any missions. From what we heard about, from the Pentagon itself, they said that they had carried out 15 specific air missions. That could, of course, include multiple flights over per mission that occurred. But the Pentagon is simply saying that there have been 15 airstrikes that have occurred, and there have also been about 14 as of about 2:38 p.m. this afternoon, on humanitarian airdrops. Of which, we have provided quite a bit of food and water to ensure that those who are in the oxygen jar receive the material that they need.
Yeah, is it kind of quiet in D.C. when Congress is on a break, or no? Because you can still obviously have access to senators and congresspeople, who, by the way, a ton of them are obviously running, and they're probably back home stumping for votes because the midterm elections will be here before you know it. But are there still a lot of comments that come off of the Hill?
There certainly are, and that's a very good way to describe it. In terms of sort of the day-to-day stuff, D.C. essentially doesn't really slow down. It just dresses down to a certain extent. You don't see as many people running around in shirts and ties, but you still have the steady flow of information. I know, of course, we've gotten quite a few statements from, not just the White House itself, when it comes from everything from, a situation in Iraq to the passing away of Robin Williams, but we also get the steady stream of congressional information as well. So I'm, very much still married to my iPhone.
What about what's happening not just in Iraq, but what's going on with Israel now and the Palestinians and this another temporary ceasefire agreement? What's the thought in Washington at this point, at least among some of the politicians?
Well, the sort of, cynical thought of this is that this is, just sort of something that's going to carry on for another 3 days, but is nevertheless going to, devolve off. We know at a certain point there has been sort of a rejection of these ceasefires in the past, and for pretty good reasons as you consider both parties, individual sides. We know that Israel, to a large extent, has been refusing to let the flow of materials into Gaza if there is not, a certain checkpoint for, rocket materials and other dangerous, items. And we know also that the sort of Gaza side of the Palestinians have been arguing that, any sort of blockade or any sort of sanctions that are placed against them are going to be, summarily rejected. So nevertheless, we have a new 72-hour ceasefire, but there's not a lot of hope that this is necessarily going to last.
Yeah, I got you there. The Band-Aids, how long can you keep doing that? All right, Justin Duckham, thanks so much. We'll talk to you again here on Talk Radio, here on America Tonight. It is Talk Radio, and of course, one of the big things that we just mentioned there and continues to be is the Gaza Strip. Very sad, sad news, and Justin kind of alluded to it, talking about Washington reacting to almost anything that happens. And Robin Williams, the laughter has died down a little bit with his death at 63. they're saying that he apparently killed himself, that he was suffering with depression and alcoholism, you know, the addiction that he talked pretty openly about, and some other things that had plagued him, having had a heart procedure, and there is a little bit of depression sometimes that's tied with that as well. So family and friends are, and of course so many people are just absolutely devastated by the loss of Robin Williams and hearing that. And once again, you know, it makes you wonder about bipolar and other disorders, and that maybe some of the stigmatism of mental illness will somehow be lifted, the more sadly that we hear things like this. And, you know, who knows? I mean, this is a guy who really had such a wide body of work, and he had fallen into a state, according to some of his really close friends, where he was just despondent. He was dealing with heavy, heavy depression. So the family is asking for privacy, and they're obviously grieving, but releasing some statements. And he was the kind of guy that he lived in Tiburon, which is just over the Golden State Bridge, and he didn't hide away somewhere behind some gates. He would bicycle. He's a big bike enthusiast, and he would be biking or walking around and would talk to any fans that came up to him. And he was married to a graphic designer. Her name is Susan Schneider, and that was just a couple of years ago. So she's released a statement and just said, "I lost my husband, my best friend, and the world lost one of its most beloved artists and beautiful human beings. I am utterly heartbroken." So I think many, many people will be talking about Robin Williams. I guarantee in this audience that you have seen some of Robin Williams' work, whether you're a fan of his more serious work, because he actually had a piece of work where, well, several things that he did that were incredibly wonderful, that were on a much more dramatic level, even though he's known for comedy. So I guess he had had two trips to rehab for drug treatment, including earlier this summer, and he had heart surgery back in 2009. So Robin Williams pronounced dead at 12:02 p.m. Robin Williams dead, taking his own life, according to what police are saying, and they're still cautiously releasing details of you know, what they know, I guess, now at this point, 63 years old. One of the things that we'll be talking about during this hour of America Tonight. On the world stage of politics, we already mentioned it, Gaza, Israel, this Band-Aid situation. Coming up a little bit later on America Tonight, one of my favorite guests, because he doesn't really pull any punches, he's a very, very hard right turn, but he tells you exactly where he stands and why. Rabbi Spiro, Ari Spiro, joins us in our second hour, and you don't want to miss that at the top of the hour. And also in our next hour, we'll talk with Derek Green about the situation with immigration and amnesty. And what does that mean to the black community, depending on the moves that the president makes with executive orders? Stay with us. We're kicking it around. We'll meet you on the flip side. Heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. is, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crist for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
This is not a test. This is rock and roll. Time to rock it from the Delta to the DMZ.
Good morning, Vietnam. One of the many movies of Robin Williams, Mrs. Doubtfire, Dead Poets Society, Good Will Hunting, even Jumanji, which I thought was pretty cute in the mid-90s. He is dead at the age of 63 of an apparent suicide. How sad is that? And the world is definitely reacting to a funny man who is very gracious in donating time, money, that kind of stuff, whatever he could to help people. But he was struggling with depression, serious depression, and had been battling it really his whole life. So I think some people reacting pretty shocked, not maybe realizing that, even though he talked pretty openly about it. And also not, I guess, and which so many people say, not realizing just how bad it had gotten. And we'll probably hear more details on that in the coming days. But Good Morning Vietnam was certainly one of my favorites. There's no question about him. He was just such a talented, talented man. Whether we're talking about comedy or drama, as I mentioned, voices, just, he had a way to make people laugh. I even liked some of his old stand-up. I certainly have gone back and seen some of that and whatnot. So he had a six-year break. You know, he kind of disappeared from the scene, popped up and did a 26-city tour called Weapons of Self-Destruction. And so a lot of people found that to be pretty funny, and he popped up in all kinds of different places, including the voice of Aladdin and some other things as well. But as I mentioned,
Genie.
It was really the genie. He was great as a genie, wasn't he?
He was.
Yeah, he was just, his voices, you know, that was the thing. The guy had chops. The guy had range, no question about it. If you want to react to that, you certainly can. Like I said, the other big part of this is the whole dealing with depression, and, you know, it doesn't have to be in the shadows, and here we go again, somebody else. This time a guy who was really gregarious and famous and funny and gave back. I mean, he gave back. He did. 855-266-5283. Let's go to Jack in Australia. Hey, Jack, how are you?
In a way, I'm heartbroken over the news of Robin Williams passing.
I know.
I wasn't a big fan of a lot of his work, but I'm glad you played the keynote clip from Good Morning Vietnam, because that was my favorite Robin Williams film out of there. And Dead Poets Society is certainly up there with it. And I never would have watched Dead Poets Society unless I was stuck on a plane. I was flying from Australia to Holland, and this is before they had the TVs in the seats. So you had the big screen, and if you didn't like the movie, well, tough. So that's how I wound up watching Dead Poets Society. And at the end of it, I actually realized, hang on, this isn't bad. But Good Morning Vietnam, I think, would have to, in my opinion, be his masterful stroke, because it really did show him up as a great serious actor, as well as a great comic in the one role. And another similar role like that would also be Patch Adams.
That was great.
That nice crossover, when it needed to be funny as heck, it was funny as heck. And when it needed to be moodful and serious, he hit the nail on the head every time. Now, I had the good fortune of meeting Robin Williams back when I was part of a breakfast radio show in Sydney. And I might say the misfortune of trying to interview the man. I didn't find out until afterwards that if you ever wanted to know something about Robin Williams, you need to make it your very next question after, you know, good morning, Robin, how are you? If it's not the next question, you are not likely to get any information that makes sense, because he just takes over with that razor-sharp wit.
I believe it. You could see that even when he did interviews back in the Larry King days. He was on Larry King's show a lot, and that's exactly what would happen. He would go off in lots of different directions, absolutely, and do funny things. Right. He would riff pretty funny. Was he pretty funny when he did that?
Funny as hell. And, you know, when he was in the studios of Triple M in Sydney, we held him over the news break as well, so he thought it'd be funny. And right in the middle of the news, the top of the hour news, he thought he'd go into the news studio and start hanging it on our news anchor at the time, who's trying to be very straight-laced and, you know, give a serious news report. Well, that went right out the window, didn't it?
Love that.
I tried to find it, but I think I lost it in the wildfire a few years back. Was a recording from that show where he did an impersonation of Elmer Fudd doing Fire by the Pointer Sisters. It is just so funny. You really saw, when you close your eyes and you would see Elmer Fudd there behind the microphone singing Fire, and it is, you know, you're just waiting for the wabbit to come, the wascally wabbit to come in and mess it up. And another really good interview, I wish I would have done it, but he was talking about one of his USO trips where he'd been over to either Iraq or Afghanistan, and it was just at sunset where they were lowering the flag, just as his performance was about to start, and all of a sudden bugle sounds, and everyone in the audience stands up and turns their back to him, and the look of panic on his face. Nobody had explained to him what was going on, and they thought, I've offended someone by being here, something, but no, he took it in his stride, and the snippets of that Weapons of Self-Destruction tour, the snippets of that. He actually spoke about that and thought, oh my gosh, I have died, and this is what hell is going to be like.
Yeah, that's Robin Williams, vintage, yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
I think everybody has some memory. That's great. I'm glad that you shared that with us, Jack. I think well said. I think the world has lost definitely a very multi-talented man. There's no question about it. As you're saying, you wouldn't have watched Dead Poets Society than you do, and you're like, wow, that is a good movie. Good Will Hunting, which of course he won an Oscar for, was another one of those kind of not what you were expecting things. And he had that performance that was worthy of an Oscar, frankly.
Well, yeah, it's one of those movies I hadn't seen for pretty much the same reason I hadn't watched Dead Poets Society, but I've been out and I've gotten onto the Australian version of Netflix to actually download it so I can watch it after the show's finished today.
Yeah, there you go. Watch it, Jack. You will like it. Thank you, my friend. And, you know, that's what Jack is talking about, you know, his range. And I guess in some ways I was kind of like Jack. I wasn't a big, you know, Mork and Mindy fan, even on the TV Land days when it was in repeat. And I know some people just thought he was amazing out of the box. And it was probably, that's why the Good Morning Vietnam, that was probably the one that hooked me in, and then the Dead Poets. But he did others, too. The Fisher King, I think I mentioned, that was a good performance. And he did the funny stuff, the Doubtfire, Aladdin, and Hook was a bomb, but he was in Hook. Night at the Museum was very popular with kids and families, and he was big in that. And it's interesting because just the other day, 2 days ago, I was with my whole family, and my brother was flipping around, and my nephew was very young, of course, hadn't seen Birdcage, and he was telling him, oh, there's some funny scenes in this that I think you'll understand, that you'll think are funny. And he flipped on The Birdcage, and, of course, that movie was pretty funny, the scenario in The Birdcage. But he was nominated for an Academy Award for Best Actor 3 times. He got it for, as I mentioned, Best Supporting Actor for his performance, Good Will Hunting. He got a couple of Emmy Awards, 4 Golden Globe Awards, a couple of Screen Actor Guild Awards, and 5 Grammy Awards, too. So if you just tuned in, very, very sad. Robin Williams has died at the age of 63. According to the coroner's office, the probable cause of death was asphyxiation. So they're saying suicide. The other downside, of course, of Robin Williams was all of the years of dealing with depression. All right, hang with us. We've just gotten started here on America Tonight.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Knows it better than I know myself, so I'm gonna let it do all the talking. Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. A dream across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree.
Ooh-hoo. Ooh-hoo. Welcome back to America Tonight. Very sad about Robin Williams. He played a president, a professor, Peter Pan, alien, and everything in between. He was definitely a one-of-a-kind kind of guy, and he certainly touched a lot of people's lives. He did whatever he could to help kids and definitely gave of his time. There is no question about that. Comedian Steve Martin tweeted out, "I could not be more stunned by the loss of Robin Williams. Mensch, great talent, acting partner, genuine soul. 63 years old, dead of an apparent suicide, Robin Williams." A lot of people reacting to it. We'll go to our mailbag in the second hour. And many of you pushed aside all the politics that we're always furious about, the lack of action and other things that we think are going wrong in this world. And so many people were touched by Robin Williams that overwhelmingly that's what most of the emails were about. You can also dial these digits, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. The word stunned is how many people are reacting to the death of Williams, people who were close to him, and he didn't necessarily make it a secret, as I've already mentioned a couple of times. He was dealing a lot with depression, especially after he had the heart surgery, and he really, really struggled with that and went for help many, many times. And I think to help other people, he was pretty open about it, but sadly, it may have gotten the best of him. Not to speculate, but obviously this was something that was a demon of his, along with alcohol, because he had slipped back into that, and he was always fighting that addiction. Bud in New Jersey. Hey, Bud, how are you?
Pretty good, Kate. How are you doing?
Good, buddy. What do you think, Robin Williams?
Rob Williams here, and the movie that really stands out on me was Good Morning, Vietnam, because I was in Vietnam. And it's based on a true DJ from Pennsylvania. And that's how the movie came about. And the guy in Pennsylvania was an Air Force DJ. Then he went back and, you know, and did all the music and all that, and the officers didn't care for him, and that's how that movie came about. And it always sticks in my mind, that movie, you know.
Yeah, we played that clip, that famous clip from it, and I think that movie affected a lot of people. And as you said, it was a true story, and people who served certainly know. And people knew the story afterwards, and he brought more life into that, I think, which was a great thing. He's just a talented guy, and it shows you even what you think, everything's fine because somebody has the world by the tail. You don't necessarily have it when you're fighting a lot of demons, eh?
Yeah, that's true. You notice, you know, in Hollywood, every time a star passes away, they jump on a bandwagon and say suicide.
Yes.
I notice that for quite often, you know.
Yeah.
Until the autopsy comes in and all that, then they can determine things. But I noticed that everybody's suicide, poverty suicide, even with a depression state he was in, you know, they automatically say suicide. Maybe it was something different. But once you have a heart operation or any kind of operation, it does stick in your mind. It does affect you a little bit. And maybe, you know, he was thinking about his medical, what's wrong with him, you know? It just didn't come forward on it, too.
Yeah, you know, there is a mortality thing that hits people, and it's hard to shake it. Like the ghost of death is chasing. It sounds funny to say that, but Bud, you're right. I've talked to, and I've had friends. I've had two friends young who had heart attacks, and it really shook them up. And they did go through a weird kind of funk on the other side of it, and they were really actually pretty positive people because it's, I guess it's that thing, that lifeline deal, and it does something to you, like you said, when you have some kind of a surgery, especially a serious one. And he says that. He used to say that affected him, so.
Yeah. And then there's the other show, Mork and Mindy, remember that?
Yeah, yeah. Were you a big fan of Mork and Mindy?
Yeah,
he was
in that one. Yeah. It was a series, you know.
And yeah.
I enjoyed that, you know. It was something to do, you know, when you're not watching the main TV, you know.
Yeah, well, yeah, especially then, too. I said that, thanks, Bud. I said that if you think about it, Bud takes it a step further. I wasn't huge into Mork and Mindy, but it's probably my age. But Mork and Mindy, it was back in the days when that's what you had, is just you didn't have 50,000 stations that you could tune into. You had, you know, ABC, NBC, CBS, and a couple of other stations, and that was it. Not too much else. And so that show was really popular and got a lot of play because that's what you did. Like Bud said, that, well, that was on, so that's what you did. You watched it, and then people got to know Robin Williams that way. It was certainly his big break. And then the segue into movies and even more comedy stand-up, and the demand at one point was so high for Robin Williams, and he could pick, and I'm sure to the end he could pick what he wanted to do. Tomas in Michigan. Hello, Tomas.
Well, you know, I hope somebody warns the people upstairs tomorrow, because when they wake up, you know, all the saints are going to be hearing, "Good morning, heaven," you know?
Yeah, probably. I mean, he's, you know, he would bring laughter. There's no question about that. I think it's the layer, for me, is the layer of the characters that I keep talking about. I think his performance has just got better and better, his acting, and he had a lot of chops. That's the key thing. He wasn't, okay, I'm a stand-up comedian, and I got some, you know, I'm pretty funny, and I can weave this in and out. I can do people like I can do a Mrs. Doubtfire. It was way beyond that.
You know, it's depression, you know, is so dangerous because people think that they don't have anybody out there. They don't have any friends, you know, and then that's when that depression gets you. You have to remember, you do have friends. You just have to keep reaching out. But, you know, we see so many people that have, you know, everything in the world, but they get depressed, they get on drugs, and boom. And, but you know what, Kate? I tell you what, things are going to be a little bit funnier in heaven tomorrow. You watch.
Yeah, I love the way you said that. I absolutely. You have to assume that that's exactly right. That there's a higher power and there's something that's bigger on a bigger plateau for Robin Williams. And thanks, Tomas. But what Tomas said there too about the depression, you know, Bud saying. And automatically they go to the depression thing. And the coroner said that and talked about the asphyxiation by what they had seen with his body and whatnot. But they're being very cautious about the details. There was no question about dealing with depression. And, you know, maybe it is a thing where it's so lonely. It's such a lonely feeling that nobody can feel what I'm feeling. And if you put that on top of battling alcoholism and then really winning that war, because it's a lifelong thing, as anybody knows, then falling back into that, but getting treatment. I mean, you know, he was really good about that and admitting it and telling people, because I think he wanted people to know that he knew that, of course, there are other people that are dealing with this. And so he was not trying to hide any of that kind of stuff. He wasn't trying to hide any of the things that happened to him, but who knows it. He might have just felt so despondent. It could have been something of the aftermath of thinking about the heart problems along with something else. I mean, we can speculate about it, but, I mean, you know, when they tell you, look, he's battling severe depression, the time right before his death, I mean, severe depression, that tells you. I mean, this wasn't just, okay, geez, you know, I'm depressed. It's like other people get, but maybe it's a little worse. They're saying, no, he's diagnosed as severe depression, dealing with that and grappling with those demons. You know, I was thinking about this, that there were the characters and the people that he played, and I think it's so much of it was his, I think a lot of it was the improv for me, how he could just improv. Just boom, it seemed like at a moment's notice his improv would come out and it would be very funny. And I always wondered, he's that guy probably that would just try to get you to laugh. And he was able to transition so well on stage and do that on stage. And he did make a lot of people laugh. He did. And if you think of the Comedy Relief and doing that with Whoopi Goldberg and Billy Crystal and money that they tried to raise and awareness that they tried to put out there and trying to help people. And the other thing, of course, with, if you remember this, with Robin Williams, he's very good friends with Christopher Reeve. And Christopher Reeve would say that he credited him with pulling him out of a little bit of depression, of course, when he was paralyzed. But they had been friends for a very, very long time. And Robin Williams lent himself to those causes to try to raise awareness for spine, problems with spines and research and paralysis and the issues surrounding all of that. So, wow. You know, again, just the world has lost an amazingly talented man. As I said, Robin Williams dead at the age of 63. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. I'll meet you in a few.
complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. And HB Extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB Extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again. And they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare fuel is the answer. Spare fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, spare fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You just needed, you know, you just feel like I need to, even though, you know, you didn't know him personally.
He was just an icon.
He was awesome. Everything he did, he was a genius. He was funnier than anyone I know in the business.
All right, people reacting to the tragic and very, very sudden loss of Robin Williams at the age of 63, found dead in an apparent suicide, is what the coroner is saying in Marin County, where he lived and loved to live. He lived just over the Golden State Bridge. He'd been married a couple of times, leaves behind several children. He talked a lot about his children, in interviews. He had a daughter specifically that he mentioned again and again and again and again. And I thought, I wonder if that's his, you know, you can't help it. Sometimes you have a favorite. So he had three kids, and Zelda was the daughter that he mentioned, I think, so much. And he was a character, a comedy guy, physical comedy, a satire kind of guy, some would say observational comedy. I thought he was very good at that at one point, but he would say his influences. I can remember in interviews he did, I mentioned this before, he'd done a lot of interviews with Larry King. He would say his influences were George Carlin or Jonathan Winters. He talked a lot about Jonathan Winters or Richard Pryor or even, you know, Peter Sellers. He said Peter Sellers influenced him a ton. So he got his start as the alien Mork. I mean, that was one of his big breaks anyway. And it turned into, and that was on a, and some people don't remember this, but worth mentioning here, it was part of a hit TV series, Happy Days. So the Mork character actually came out of the Happy Days deal, and then it turned into Mork and Mindy, and that show ran from 78 to 82. And the show really was kind of designed around his improvisations. As I said, I thought that he was so good at improv, and that show really exploited that. That was his big break that opened the door for so many other things. And he was good friends with Billy Crystal and, I mean, probably lots and lots of people in Hollywood. But when I think of other comedians that he palled around with, he definitely knew Billy Crystal really well and did a lot of things with Billy Crystal. At the beginning of the show, you heard Good Morning Vietnam, and he earned an Emmy or an Academy Award nomination, and he ended up getting 3 nominations. He won for Good Will Hunting, supporting actor in that, and he did so many films, a lot of animated features too, a lot of things like Happy Feet. Remember Happy Feet? That was pretty popular. So if you have kids, your kids would remember Robin Williams in the voices that he did. I think the one movie that really bombed, that was surprising because, and maybe it was overhyped and got too much publicity, was the movie Hook. He played Peter Pan in the movie Hook. But he did Insomnia, a movie that I liked, because I like those kinds of movies. So he was in Insomnia, and I don't know if a lot of people saw that. If you have not seen Insomnia, put it on your list. He played opposite Al Pacino in that, and he was a writer sort of killer who was running from a Los Angeles policeman who Pacino played, who had could just like get no sleep in Alaska. And it was very, very, very well done. An excellent, excellent, I think, movie for Robin Williams, and actually probably for Pacino too, but it's kind of a sleeper movie for some who didn't get a chance to, who didn't get a chance to see it. It was kind of in and out of movie theaters. And then I mentioned this before, I can remember watching certainly Aladdin, but I can remember watching Jumanji with my nephew, and he was pretty funny in that as well. So the kind of everything's on hold for a lot of people, reacting to Robin Williams' tragic loss. And the family says that they released a statement, his wife, and then talked about what a beautiful person he was, and they're asking for people to respect their privacy, because he was a pretty public guy. He didn't shun people coming up to him or any of that kind of stuff. And then the discussion turns toward depression and how much, depression might have played a role in this. So because we live in that 140 character world, a lot of people are tweeting about the death of Robin Williams and finding it to be, unbelievable. I think the one thing is, you might see some talented people, and there are very talented people out there in the comedy world and certainly as dramatic actors, but combining so many of the things that he did, I don't know that you'll ever see another Robin Williams the way that he was able to do the things that he did so, so well and be able to transform himself. And that was the key. I mean, he was a transformer. He could jump from one character to another. He could move from heavy to much, much lighter. And for me, Good Morning Vietnam would probably be top on the list, or maybe even Patch Adams. I would put that character as someone that I thought he did such a great, great job with. Coming up in our next hour, We will certainly have the mailbag where many, many people reacted to that. Keep this number close if you want to react, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283. At the top of the hour, as we go to Washington, and we had talked to Justin Duckham. The, of course, Congress is still on a break, but the big thing coming out of D.C., I guess, would be the president talking about Iraq and not offering necessarily a lot of details to the thought process going on there, other than what's happening with this imploding government in Iraq and the fact that now there's a big switch which needs to happen. Al-Maliki certainly is not the guy, and that's part of the problem there. So the president pulling the rug out from underneath Al-Maliki, and where do we go from here as this continues with ISIS and gets scarier and scarier by the day? Christians fleeing and Iraqis fleeing and ISIS just taking over more and more territory. But Al-Maliki was not the answer in the past, but yet we backed him. I think if he had been somebody who had been more inclusive with perhaps some of the others around him, it might have made a difference in that government. Who knows? But the president pulled the plug on U.S. support for Al-Maliki, and instead Washington is arming Kurds, trying to hold back the crazy extremists of ISIS and even others. He last week launched the U.S. airstrikes that we talked about in a previous show and said that he hoped a new prime minister would begin to ease the sectarian divisions that have fueled this crisis. But we know that this is the problem to begin with. How many times have we said this on this show from the very, very beginning, that it's a religious war and nobody would pay attention to that? And it was never a government that was including past enemies, wasn't including past enemies. So now they're talking about the prime minister designate Al-Abadi as the guy who will take over, who's been tasked now to form this new government. And the president did stress that there is no American military solution to the Iraq crisis. And he says the nomination is a promising step, a step away from Al-Maliki because of certainly what has happened there in that country. Hey, thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.